here talking with Gillian Matthew about our report review of orthopaedic services. First of all, Gillian, can you just tell us what orthopaedic services are and examples of them as well, please?
Okay, orthopaedic services provide treatment for people with injuries and conditions of the body's muscles and skeleton. Many orthopaedic conditions will need surgery, such as hip or knee replacements or hip fractures, whereas other conditions, such as osteoporosis, may require medication or rehabilitation. So as I said, there's things like hip and knee replacements, hip fracture repair. Other procedures could include carpal tunnel release, that's surgery to relieve pain and weakness in the hand caused by pressure on a nerve in the wrist. And osteoporosis is a disorder in which bones thin and become brittle and are more prone to fracture, quite common in older people as well.
And what's this report about?
Well, we've looked at how well the NHS in Scotland manages orthopaedic services, how much they spend on them, and whether this represents value for money. It can seriously affect people's mobility and quality of life. Particularly older people, they have higher rates of fractures and joint replacement than younger people, and these are common procedures to be undertaken. Orthopaedic services do treat a high number of patients each year, and activity is continually increasing. It's estimated that one in four of all GP appointments are for injuries or conditions of the body's muscles and skeleton. There's also a substantial amount of money spent on orthopaedic services. In 2008-09, it was £373 million.
What's the report's main findings?
Well, we found that the NHS in Scotland has reduced waiting times for orthopaedic care considerably in recent years, and we welcome this. Hospitals spend about £370 million a year on orthopaedic care, and there's high demand for orthopaedic procedures, things such as hip replacements and knee operations. But demand for these services will continue to rise as Scotland's population ages, and the NHS could be more effective and make savings by using orthopaedic resources more efficiently.
So what's the average waiting time now for an orthopaedic operation? Are those waiting times coming down?
Yes, they have come down quite considerably over the last few years. Over 95% of patients are now treated within 26 weeks of referral, compared to only 66 in 2003. But there's scope to make further savings by working more efficiently.
And looking ahead, what does the future look like for those waiting times? Is it going to be easy to keep those waiting times down?
Well, it will be harder to sustain these improvements. Boards have worked hard to reduce waiting times. But as Scotland's population ages, demand for orthopaedic services will continue to rise. Also, funding's reducing and waiting times targets are reducing as well, and these will add further pressure. So to sustain these improvements, the NHS has to become more efficient.
And what do you want to see happening as a result of this report?
Well, there's a number of things we'd like to see happen. We want to see the Scottish Government and NHS boards making use of the information and recommendations in our report to identify where they can become more efficient in the way that they use their existing resources. We'd like them to improve their information on costs and activity. This should help ensure orthopaedic services are efficiently managed and also support the collection of benchmarking information. This will allow NHS boards to compare efficiency. We're also keen for them to consider standardising surgical implants used in orthopaedic procedures, reducing length of stay in hospital, and also carrying out more treatment in shorter periods of time, so same-day surgery rather than overnight hospital stays. NHS boards also need to monitor their levels of activity and look to deliver their care in the most efficient and effective setting. So they also need to deliver a better understanding of productivity. This includes looking at activity, cost and quality indicators and reviewing their performance against quality indicators to make sure that patient care is not affected adversely by service changes.
Okay, Gillian, thanks very much.